USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Democrats are once again running into roadblocks trying to pass two big budget agenda items. The House was planning to vote on Friday on the bipartisan infrastructure bill and a more partisan social spending measure. Instead, the day has been defined by delays and even more negotiations. Republican Congressman Steve Scalise, appearing on Fox News, says the country can't afford more spending with prices already on the rise.
We don't need more inflation, $4 trillion in taxes and spending, let alone all the taxes on things like natural gas. You see these payments to illegals, $450,000.
Jurors are being selected to hear a case against an associate of the late Jeffrey Epstein. Jury selection has started in the Ghislaine Maxwell sex trafficking trial. Maxwell is charged with recruiting and grooming underage girls for Epstein. USA Radio News.
This is an important message. Do you have an IRA, 401k, or retirement account worth more than $100,000? Your portfolio may qualify for an IRS tax loophole that allows you to own physical, precious metals inside of your retirement account. Want our free report that shows you how? We are WealthProtectionResearch.com, and we help investors connect with the top precious metal companies in America to own physical gold and silver inside their retirement account using this little-known but very powerful IRS loophole. To claim your free IRS loophole report today, just text the word GOLD to 48542. WealthProtectionResearch.com wants to get this information in your hands now, so that you can protect your hard-earned investments. Text G-O-L-D to 48542 to learn more. When you text the word GOLD to 48542, we'll send you a secure link to download our IRS loophole report to show you how to start protecting your wealth with precious metals. Don't wait. Text the word GOLD to 48542 now. Wealth Protection Research. Text GOLD to 48542.
The nation remembers Colin Powell. Powell was eulogized during a memorial service at the Washington National Cathedral.
The example of Colin Powell does not call on us to emulate his resume, which is too formidable for mere mortals. It is to emulate his character and his example as a human being.
Colin Powell's son, Michael, delivering the eulogy. COVID recently claimed Powell's life at the age of 84. Chicago Public Schools are canceling classes next Friday for Vaccination Awareness Day. Officials hope students will use the day off on November 12th to get the COVID-19 vaccine. The cancellation comes after the CDC approved the vaccine for children ages 5 to 11 years old. Vice President Kamala Harris hosting the Biden administration's first meeting of its National Space Council on Friday. Harris will be at the Goddard Space Flight Center just outside of Washington, D.C. That's where she's set to announce a Space Council meeting for December 1st. USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The United States is still working to get American citizens out of Afghanistan after the U.S. withdrawal from the country in August. California Congressman Mike Garcia tells Fox News about some of the people looking to get out of Afghanistan.
We've got a few American citizens still in there. There's still four students from Sacramento who are American citizens within our list, a lot of SIVs, as well as their family members.
But Undersecretary of Defense for Policy Colin Kahl telling a Senate committee last week that number was actually closer to 450 Americans, with nearly 200 of them ready to leave. A Republican governor is pushing back on President Biden's vaccine mandate.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis says he's joining Alabama, Georgia, the Republican National Committee, and others in suing the Biden administration over coronavirus vaccine mandates for private employers with 100 or more workers.
There is no federal police power. The federal government can't just unilaterally impose medical policy under the guise of workplace regulation.
The challenge will be heard by the 11th Circuit Court of Appeals. In addition, DeSantis says he'll convene a special legislative session in 2 weeks to try to protect Florida workers from the federal guidelines. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.